Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic with Dr. Barry Taylor, a wonderful naturopath just around the corner in Weston, Massachusetts, practicing at New England Family Health Center, but also the author of Love Your Body, Your Path to Transformation, Health, and Healing. We've got a show this morning about your microbiome. And before we took a break, we were talking about what we can do maybe beyond eating better, but also are there supplements and things that we might be able to do to help support our microbiome? So why don't you take it from there?
Yeah. Before I get to the sixth tip, thank you for the transition. Thank you for the question. So for some clients, they're going to eat more brown rice, or they're going to have more celery, or they're going to have more kale, and they're going to have more spinach. And for where they're at in their body, then increasing fiber that way could be enough. For some clients, Dr. Steph, it's just not enough. I, in my Love Your Body supplement line, make something called Healthy Colon Cleanse. There are other fiber formulas out there that are good. Mine is not the only good one. Mine is an excellent one. For some people, when we're talking about prebiotics and probiotics, there are ways, not just by avoiding sugar, as we said in the first half, but also there are people who need to eat certain foods that are called fermented foods. That's tip number six.
Okay.
And then I'll come back to supplements. So tip number six is to feast more on fermented foods, kefir, yogurt, kimchi, sauerkraut, cultured foods, loaded kombucha, that are loaded in the food with these microorganisms. So there's lots of research. Now, these are foods, obviously, you can't cook. You know, you can't. If you cooked and heated yogurt, all of the good bugs would go away. But then there are a lot of my clients, me included, that hardly eat any dairy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there are ways. Kimchi is a Korean food. I'm looking at a 2011 study that found kimchi, which is a traditional Korean dish made of cabbage and garlic and other veggies, helps obese and overweight patients lose fat, helps lower cholesterol, helps reduce triglycerides. Why? Because kimchi, like other fermented foods, is very rich in these healthy bacteria, and that changes dramatically how people absorb what they're eating. Wow. So there are some people who I have them eat kimchi, I have them eat fermented foods, sauerkraut, and other kinds of things. And there are some people who, given their antibiotic use, their alcohol use, they've got colitis or irritable bowel, or I'm evaluating them as the way I do as a naturopath, that they are extremely poorly absorbing. And I might use something from my Love Your Body supplement line called Healthy Flora. It's got 50 billion units of all sorts of strains of healthy bacteria. And it's one of a number of really excellent flora, lactobacillus acidophilus supplements out there in the marketplace in a sea of dozens and dozens of probiotic supplements that are, okay, I'll try to be polite, politically correct. What's on the label is not what's in the capsule.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not there. And, you know, the marketplace is filled. So for some people, those are two supplements, my Healthy Flora to replenish gut microbiome, you guys, and or Healthy Colon Cleanse. And there's another supplement I use in my line, which has got glutamine. Glutamine as an amino acid, L-glutamine, 5,000 milligrams or 5 grams. I use it in a powder in protein drinks or with other kinds of things in the morning. I take it every day. Glutamine helps plug. We used the term earlier on the first couple of tips of leaky gut, is that when the microbiome is really out of balance and your bugs are out of balance and then you got a lot of inflammation, you're not absorbing. Think of like a radiator that's leaking. You know, it's you got this filtration system. So if the mucosa lining of your large intestine is irritated, then you have very poor absorption. And I use a formula that I designed called Healthy GI. And glutamine is highly researched to plug up the leaks. kind of like if you had an older radiator, you know, you could pour something in the top of the radiator that as it, that fluid went through it, it would plug up all the leaks. Go figure. Well, as a way of getting people to eat more fiber, less sugar, and really looking carefully at getting the entire digestive tract healthier, L-glutamine in my healthy GI is a wonderful supplement.
Perfect.
So feasting on fermented foods is important. Seven, this is, you're going to like this one. How about getting a little dirty? Now, I don't mean don't ever wash your hands. And some people, though, you know, like babies put everything in their mouth, right? Toes mm-hmm. and toys and objects in the backyard. And so there's a way of challenging our microbiome. I'm not telling people to go out and eat dirt. I am saying that there's a lot of research by really good MD allopathic medical schools that adults and children, when their immune systems are challenged, their microbiome thrives. And when we are super sterile, that we actually may be more susceptible to disease-causing organisms because we're killing off all good organisms, not just bad.
Mm-hmm.
Eight, here's another one that's as strange as the seventh one. Take a deep breath of fresh air when we're outside. So we can repopulate certain kinds of bacteria in our guts by fresh air. Wow, really?
Really? Yeah.
About a third of the gut microbiome is made up of spore-forming bacteria that we get from the soil over hundreds and hundreds of years. When we breathe and swallow air, we get these bacterial spores, and they help repopulate our gut. I mean, we're so much more interconnected, Dr. Steph, than we realize. I mean, we walk around with two leggeds, like we're not part of trees and flowers and clouds and dogs and cats. I mean, we have this crazy modern thought that we're separate. In fact, we are so much more interconnected. I was reading something by a researcher said, I'm sure I have organisms in my gut that are derived from Julius Caesar. Because he would have passed through London where I live now.
That's great.
So bacterial microbes that we encounter in nature, you know, that affect our microbiome, affect us in air that have been around for not a year or two, but for hundreds of years.
Wow.
Okay, here's another one that's a stretch for everybody listening, you and me included. How about, I think you'll like this though, be affectionate.
Aww.
You know, yeah, kissing, holding, hugging, hand-holding, and other physical intimacies that have persisted in cultures over millennia. So these behaviors don't spread bad germs and make sick, but we think, yeah, if somebody's really, really sick, then you might want to be careful, understood. But we now know that a lot of microorganisms that are really beneficial and reasonable to transfer, we can exchange by hand-holding, kissing, hugging. There's a Berkeley professor in 2016 that published a paper that showed that chimpanzees who engaged in a lot of social behavior had healthier microbiomes. Are you kidding me? a medical researcher from the University of California, Berkeley, in 2016. In Science Advances, correlated chimpanzees who had much diverse microbiomes. They had more beneficial bacteria, were chimps that held hands, hugged, and kissed more.
I love it.
Hey, can I kiss you? I mean, I don't want you to take offense. I'm just trying to build my microbiome. I wish you could help me a little bit.
There's a new pickup line.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of somebody's profile on cyber dating. Oh. I just want to hug you because I've got colitis, and if I hug you.
Share some good bacteria.
The last tip, Dr. Steph, is to be conservative using antibiotics. You know, antibiotics are invaluable for treating certain life-threatening infections. You know, I tend to use, you know, golden seal or grapefruit seed extract or colloidal silver. I mean, as a naturopath, I tend to rarely use broad-spectrum penicillins and amoxicillins, but sometimes they do have to be used, I understand, Keflex. However, Keflex, amoxicillin, penicillin, ampicillin, all those broad-spectrum antibiotics, they are not just killing, quote, strep or staph. Scratch your head. Why would somebody ever take that for the flu, for a virus? That makes no sense. Antibiotics are for bacteria that are not good guys. But well, they give that to patients so they don't get a secondary infection. Still doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. But in the medical world, they have less antivirals. Okay, sorry, I digress. Stay on topic. So when people are taking way too much antibiotics, this kills the good guys. And it allows the bad players to take over. It really is dramatically related to bad absorption and systemic candida and all sorts of things. So, yes, people can take healthy flora in the Love Your Body line or another really good flora that they're confident is what's on the label. But the tip is be conservative using antibiotics. You know, there's a book I want to recommend called The Microbiome Solution that attributes the struggles with rosacea and acne, where docs, dermatologists are using antibiotics, but it then makes people more susceptible to other kinds of conditions. I mean, who ever thought acne is related to a deficiency of penicillin? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of research out there about people recommending avoiding antibiotics unless it's serious infections. And there are lots of naturopathic options and alternatives than taking what I'm now going to label as a synthetic drug or a synthetic antibiotic. Mm-hmm. And when somebody does take any kind of antibiotic, take healthy flora or a good probiotic.
Absolutely.
Another source besides taking an antibiotic is chicken that are fed antibiotics, and you get the antibiotic residues in their eggs, in their chicken, unless you're eating free-range chicken. Red meat, unless you're eating grass-fed meat, you're eating regular meat that's got traces of antibiotics in it. If you're drinking regular milk, those milk, oh my God, sorry, okay. So you understand that it's not never eat meat or never eat chicken, although that might be appropriate. I've been eating vegan for a long time now and enjoying it. But if people could master these 10 tips, it allows anyone to take huge steps towards having a healthy body and a healthy gut. Our relationship to the body's bacteria is close. It's like a symbiotic friendship. When we take care of our gut microbiome, they take care of us. Neither of us can survive well or thrive well without really knowing. And the microbiome is a word that, as you said, maybe a lot of people don't know. Like, I wasn't using that word 5, 10 years ago. But in the next 5, 10, 15 years, it's going to explode about getting the microbiome healthy as a way of getting our body healthy.
Yes.
When I did this show, because I always love speaking to you and your listeners, I came up with something with a lot of articles and references. If anybody wants to email me at drbarry@drbarrytaylor.com, I'll send them the references for all of the tips that you and I just talked about.
Fantastic. That's drbarrytaylor.com. We have run out of time. I want to thank you again, Dr. Barry, for being with us.
I always love speaking to you. Thank you so much.
We love having you on the show. We'll have to have you back. Again, it's drbarrytaylor.com for those references and more information. The show today is sponsored by Crossroads Chiropractic. We'll see you next time here on Half Hour to Health.